was always known to me since I started working with Flicker as a player. That potentially if we worked as managers or coaches, you know, we'd both express the way that we feel about the way the team should be set up. I think we've slightly gone in our separate directions about what constitutes the perfect victory. I think it's just, for me, I want a style and I want to be able to play in the manner that we've probably played today, but I want more of an end product. But the underlying message is you've got to get the 3 points or you've got to get the win. And it's as simple as that. And you know, but I've got a custodial job to do at Rochdale, where I'm trying to develop a framework for success within a limited budget, and you know, give players opportunities, and develop saleable assets. And I think that's what we're doing at this football club.
How much of a blow then is it to go out the FA Cup? Because that could have brought you more revenue in.
I think, if I'm being honest with you, I've earned more than enough money over the last two seasons to, you know, support this club for the next 10 years. You know, in our previous time at the football club with Flicker, we did the same. But it's amazing how quickly it can be spent on all sorts of things. We have got, you know, the TV money from today. We've got the first round prize money. And again, I think we're in profit again this season, or we will be. We sold Scotty Olga, who was in the FA Cup to the fourth round twice last season. You know, another TV game. Listen, is it disappointing to be out of the FA Cup? Yes. Financially, will it affect us? It would have affected us in a positive, but I don't think it's affected us in a negative being out of the Cup.
I'm just curious to know, because obviously this is a real big thing for you, and I get that completely. When you look, you talked a lot about Stockport when you played them in the final, and obviously that they spent more than they had. When you look at something like Bolton at the moment, who obviously are in our patch, are they in the trouble that they're in because they've spent money that they've not had?
Well, they are, but I think it's a bit too close to the heart talking about Bolton. I'm from Bolton. I was Bolton born and bred. You know, I follow Bolton, you know, and I'm a secret Bolton supporter. And I don't like seeing what's happened. But I can't have, you know, one opinion for Bolton because it's so close to me, and then one opinion for, you know, the likes of what happened to Stockport. I think what's got on at Bolton's been mismanagement. And it does affect football clubs and supporters long term, and I don't think it affects managers long term. I personally think there should be more of a conscience and a moral standing from a manager to make sure that the custodials of a football club financially, and making sure that when they leave the football club, you know, there's a financial profit to be had. Even when I went to Barnsley, we made profit that season. That full season that I completed, we made profit. And I know the next season that the club made profit because they sold John Stone, they sold Scott Goldburn, they sold Craig Davis, and they got the massive FA Cup run from what Flicker produced. So, listen, what we do, or what I do in particular, is make sure that clubs are in profit.
So do you fear for Bolton because, in your view, they've been mismanaged?
Oh, I don't know what's happened in the past, but I know that Eddie Davis, who's getting a lot of stick at this moment in time, shouldn't be getting any stick. Because as a supporter, he has bankrolled that football club, and he's willing to write off £170 million debt. Now, I don't know the politics of it all, but I'm a Bolton supporter, and the one person I'm not pointing a finger at is Eddie Davis.